Mentioned this man from Grantham. We keep dropping back in on him, see how he's getting on. This man who's determined to run 10K every day of 2010, 6.2 miles. It's been a long road so far. He'll be glad to see the back of summer, though. Tim Bridle set himself this challenge to do this every day this year. More than 7 months in, he says he's having the toughest time of the event so far. He's had injury. He's been exhausted. BBC Lincolnshire's David German has been to see him again. He started by asking whether he's glad that the temperature has dropped now a few degrees from what it was like over the past few weeks.
It has been nice, actually, with that. It's been quite humid and stuff. The coolness has been welcomed.
Last time I interviewed you after you'd done a run, it was that morning in July where it was so hot that you I think we were both sweating before you'd even started.
Yes, exactly. It's been quite tough over summer. At the time, I was, you know, with the winter, I was looking forward to saying, oh, I can't wait for the summer because we had the coldest winter for 30 years. And then when I got there, I was like looking forward to the coolness again. So, yeah, and the humidity the last few weeks has been quite hard.
Your body, after 7 months or 8 months or so of doing this, is showing signs of weakness.
It is. I mean, it's not been done before. 6 months was a big milestone. So now just completing seven. Yeah, it's I'm starting to get a bad back as one of the things. So I'm having to really readdress where that's coming from. Funny enough, the rain that we had last week has had an impact on me, in the fact that your immune system's down when you're exercising and doing it every day. So I've kind of picked up a cold, and I'm stood here in a nice sunny day in a jumper trying to keep warm, because yesterday was the worst run I've had probably in a couple of months.
Yeah, talk me through it. It was a struggle.
I don't know. I've just come to maybe my age or whatever like that, but I've just come to recognise that when I've caught something, my joints ache and everything's sore. And after last week's run, I ran in the rain, things started to get a lot slower and heavier. And yesterday, everything was aching. There was not a lot I could do. And I just had to physically stop running while I was on the run and take a break. And it wasn't once, it was three times. And that's not happened since I had food poisoning in the challenge. And I'm like, because the challenge is so much on a knife edge for that, there's no recovery time. It's a real concern and worry for me, what's happening and what's going on, and what have I got to do to get on with it.
So that was yesterday's run. How are you feeling today? As you say, you've got the jumper on.
I'm just trying to keep warm and hopefully keep the temperature up to try and get rid of whatever I've caught. And last night I thawed out in a hot bath, and I'm going to take a late run today to try and give myself as much recovery time as possible and try and get back to normal. And I'll only find out how good it's gone when I start tonight.
You're doing all this for charity. How's that going?
It's gone really well. Just recently, it's for cancer research, which is close to my heart, and losing grandparents and things. And it's doing really well. We've picked up a good amount of sponsors just recently. And I think that's probably because we covered half the distance 6 months in the beginning of July. And it's now the closing 5 months left. And so I'm hoping now we can start hitting that target. Go on justgiving.com/ 10k every day, or you can go on the blog or the Facebook site under 10k every day, and there's a link there to do it on Just Giving.
It is a huge challenge he's set himself. He's managed to do it so far. He can't give up. He wouldn't like to be able to do that. So fingers crossed he'll be able to carry on the rest of the year. Tim Bridle from Grantham and BBC Lincolnshire's David German.